Hey, Roger, Mike. I wrote it down. I'll look into it for sure. I'll go. Yeah, for sure. The only reason I got this antenna is because I wanted some kind of multi-band. I have like a very small footprint of a backyard, no trees or anything, so I'd have to put, if I tried to get a wire up, I don't know if I have enough length, and then I'd have to put mass pipe in and everything, and I don't think the wife would be too happy, but I already have three antennas up. This is my third one. She's hanging in there with it, but she knows it's my hobby. But yeah, I'll look into that, Mike. Yeah, that's very good. How's the weather up here? Well, you guys got any sunshine yet? We got sunshine down here, and still a little bit cold, windy, but how's the weather up your way?
Well, it's overcast. It's about 50, I would say. And just kind of drizzly looking, you know. It's not real good. But, yeah, you can build up a larger mag loop, but those require a high voltage. And I've made a lot of homemade capacitors. But a magnetic loop about, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 foot diameter, or if you get like a squid pole, one of those telescoping fiberglass rods, inverted V for 40 for NVIS is, you know, 20, 25 feet up in the air, and you only need 32.5 feet, I think, 33 feet on each leg, and then I always just tie an ugly choke on the end, just wrap it around a small coffee can, and then zip tie it together, and that's what I support it with. And I just solder leads right on the end, solder the wires right on the end, about 33 feet, maybe 8 all each.